25 past 5.
It is Dave and Fionnuala. I might have tried to call out you listening. Told you to stop being a coward and actually take on Gimme 5. One of those people who text us is Erin. How are you?
Buzzing.
Congratulations, you're not a coward.
Good to know.
Have you listened to the game before and sat there and thought, I'm never ever going to play this on the radio ever?
I don't know what possessed me today. I was like, you know what, let's give it a go. But I've played along many a time, yeah.
I love a bit of adventurousness of a Monday, especially of a Monday.
Yeah.
Erin, tell us a bit about yourself.
I said I'm terrified for what the topic's going to be honest. But we'll give it a go if you want.
No point worrying about that. What will be, Erin.
Okay.
You ready to go, so?
Yeah.
No, let's find out more about her.
What do you want to know, guys?
Okay. We take it from the accent, you're from Donegal.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I'm a PA for people with disabilities.
A PA?
Yeah, a personal assistant for people with disabilities.
That's really cool.
And thanks. Would you have a few different like people that you work with then, or is it like one person that you work with?
Oh, I have a whole collection of people.
Would they be making requests of you?
Depends on the request, Dave.
Well, get your mind out of the gutter there. Mine wasn't there at all. So they could ring you up or give you a shout and go, Erin, will you do this for me, or will you sort that out, or will you get me a bank transfer /gyro/ new checkbook?
No, I wouldn't be doing that now.
Okay.
So I'd say for that job, you have to be a useful person, Erin, do you?
A useful person?
Yeah, just one of those people that's handy to have around. You get stuff done. There's no like hemming and hawing or faffing. You're just getting the job done.
Yeah, you get the job done. You see what you need to get done. You do what you can to help the people. That's the aim of the game.
No faffing about it, Erin. Now that we've found out more about you, let's see if you can get the job done and give me 5.
Okay.
Go on, Erin.
Erin, we are putting those 10 seconds on the clock and we are picking up a category for you. And in 10 seconds, would you please give me 5 Canadian cities? Go.
Oh my God. No, I have no idea. I'm sorry. I don't know anything about Canada.
No clue of the capital, any other city?
No, I have no idea about Canada.
Oh, Erin.
As you can tell, I have no plans to immigrate.
Job satisfaction is at an all-time high with Erin.
If it comes up at a table quiz for you ever again, the capital is Ottawa. Would also have accepted the likes of Montreal, Toronto, Quebec, Calgary. Erin, I'm sorry it didn't work out for you on the geography front today.
No, I knew if it was geography, I was screwed.
We got you all revved up. Got you to go beyond your comfort zone and say, you know what, I'm going to give it a go. And then we dashed your hopes. We do apologise.
You're all right. Everyone's good at their own thing. Don't worry about it.
Erin.
I'm kind of raging because there's so much true crime in Canada and I should have known something.
Are you a big true crime fan?
Massive true crime fan.
Erin, I hope we get to talk again another day because I think there's stories in you.
Me too, Dave, me too. Thanks so much for ringing, guys. Hope you have a great Monday.
And the same to yourself. Good luck, Erin.
Thanks, bye.
Thank you. Erin, in Donegal, a PA for people with disabilities, a job I didn't know it existed, but now, of course it does, when you hear the thing.
And we're lucky, I suppose, that she is that set against emigrating that she's like, no, I don't need to know about any other cities in the world, okay?
Don't bother asking me about Canada and Australia and Dubai. I know nothing about them and I don't really want either. I'm here in Donegal and I'm happy and I'm good at my job. Erin, Kermila Mahagat. Unfortunately, the leaderboard does remain clear of any score whatsoever. So tomorrow, we'll be starting fresh again.
If you're brave enough, give me 5. In a text or WhatsApp to 0871102107.
Don't be a coward.